With Sharon Isbin playing her guitar, that was Asturias from the Suite Espanol by Isaac Albéniz. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio's Classical Music Time. It's always kind of a classical music party in the mornings and the afternoons and the evenings here on KPR. Good morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine and beer, live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's Iona Brown and her group from the Academy with a Concerto Grosso by Francesco Gemignani on KPR. That was a particularly nice Concerto Grosso, number 6, by Francesco Gemignani, Iona Brown, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. And before we hear some Mendelssohn on Wings of Song with cello, four cellists from the Kansas City Symphony will be playing in Lawrence this Saturday afternoon, October 12th in South Park on Massachusetts Street at noon. This is sponsored by MAPA, the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance, the KU School of Music, and the Inspiring Strings Project at Free State High School. So that's Classics in South Park with Susie Yang, Larry Figg, Meredith McCook, and Alan Probus, four cellists. Here is Misha Maisky, cellist for On Wings of Song on KPR. Weaving together images of love and music based on a Heinrich Heine poem from 1827, On Wings of Song by Felix Mendelssohn, with Misha Maisky and Sergio Daniel Tiempo. Next, Distant Land by John Rutter, and we'll hear a piece for flute and viola together. Great music coming up this morning here on KPR. Thanks for joining us here for the classical music, where we're live and local. KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and join us in the noon hour, where we'll open the music with a prelude for chamber orchestra from Aaron Copland, and from Gustav Holst, an invocation for cello and orchestra. That and more during classical music from noon to 3, right here on KPR. A modern-sounding, almost film music-sounding like John Rutter, one of his more recent pieces that was called Distant Land, for chamber orchestra, and John Rutter conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, in about half an hour, we'll be talking with classical composer Ingrid Stolzel. Between hearing two of her pieces, she has such lovely poetic titles for her music. Coming soon, we'll hear To One Beyond Seas, and then There Are Things to Be Said. And we'll tell you all about a concert honoring her music coming up October 12th. You can discover her solo, chamber music, and ensemble works, including the world premiere of Three Silent Things for mezzo-soprano and cello, performed by cellist Hannah Collins and vocalist Annie Rosen. So you can get the scoop early at ingridstolzel.com, or just stay tuned and we'll tell you all about her concert coming up. She'll be stopping by the station to chat with us about it and about writing her music. Next is Franz Anton Hofmeister with a lovely pairing of flute and viola here in this duo concertante number 3 on KPR. Pinka Zukerman playing the viola with Joanna Gefrer, flute, for a Hofmeister duo for flute and viola together here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU.
To see you there.
Sounds like fun. We'll be there, Destiny. Thank you so much. October 25th, live day coming up pretty soon, end of this month here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. 65 degrees already in Lawrence. It should be warm today with a high of 86. Tonight's low 55, and tomorrow about the same, sunny with a high near 87. And looking into the weekend, it looks like Saturday, sunny and warm with a high of 87. And Sunday, cooling down to 74 with some northern breezes. And we should have Columbus Day with sunshine and a nice sounding high of just 63 degrees. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow was down 170 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. Next, we'll hear a recording made right here at KPR just this past April. And afterwards, we'll talk to the composer, Ingrid Stoltzel. This is called To One Beyond Seas, and we're listening now to Ellen Summer, Veronique Mathieu, and Stella Marcoux on Kansas Public Radio. That's music by Ingrid Stoltzel. It's called To One Beyond Seas. It's a KPR recording. We heard Ellen Summer, piano, Veronique Mathieu, violin, and Stella Marcoux, soprano. And the composer is right here with us this morning. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming by the station from Murphy Hall. Ingrid Stoltzel is one of the music composition professors here at KU, and we're very lucky to have her. And Ingrid, before we talk about your concert coming up October 12th, which is a celebration of your music, it'll be in Kansas City this Saturday. We'll talk about it in a moment. I would love to hear some more about what we just heard, To One Beyond Seas. Your titles are always so poetic and beautiful. Tell us about the poem and just tell us about the whole thing.
Yeah, this is a song cycle, To One Beyond Seas. I'm really stealing those words from the poet, Pauline Johnson, Canadian poet. And the song cycle is 10 songs altogether. We just heard song 3, 4, and 5. Of that song cycle. And one of the things I absolutely love to do is doing vocal chamber music, so not just voice and piano, which is a little bit the norm, I think, with art songs. I love adding extra instruments or even not having the piano sometimes. So this was commissioned in 2018 by Navo. And they've performed it many times. And in this new commercial release we're going to do, the song cycle will also be released.
Wonderful.
So excited about that.
We're talking with composer Ingrid Stoltzel, who was born in Germany in 1971. And that To One Beyond Seas won't be on the program, but one piece that will be, that I'd like to start talking about it because it's so Kansas and it sounds so interesting. Tell us about the piece about Amelia Earhart.
Yes, this is again a vocal chamber piece. We have in town mezzo-soprano from Boston, Annie Rosen, who will be singing together with flute, violin, cello, and clarinet and percussion. And a lot of people, of course, in Kansas know Amelia Earhart, that she was born in Atchison, Kansas. There's even a new museum there for her. But a lot of people don't know that in addition to being sort of this groundbreaking, pioneering aviator, and she was also an advocate for women's rights, she was a poet. And when I found that out, I knew I had to actually set her poetry. And the poem that I'm setting is called Courage, which was published the year of her first transatlantic flight in 1928, where she was a passenger. And it really is just an extraordinary poem. If you've never read Amelia Earhart's poetry, I think it's really a treat. Her poem is called Courage. I call my song cycle, again, I steal from the poet, Livid Loneliness of Fear. Just those words I was so drawn into. And I have amazing KU colleagues who are currently practicing this piece, and then we're recording it tomorrow morning, and then it will be performed on Saturday night.
I see that it's only four stanzas. Can you read it for us?
Sure.
Okay, Amelia Earhart's poem, Courage. Go ahead and
all right, I apologize for the German accent. But courage is the price that life exacts for granting peace. The soul that knows it not knows no release from little things. Knows not the livid loneliness of fear, nor mountain heights where bitter joy can hear the sound of wings. How can life grant us boon of living, compensate for gray, dull ugliness and pregnant hate, unless we dare the soul's dominion? Each time we make a choice, we pay with courage to behold the resistless day and count it fair.
By Amelia Earhart, first published in Survey Graphic Magazine, July 1st, 1928, in an article by Marion Perkins entitled, Who is Amelia Earhart? Boy, it's been almost 100 years since that poem was published.
Amazing.
I'm so glad that you set it to music. So is the name of the piece Courage?
It's Livid Loneliness of Fear.
Good.
I think her word choice is just so, it immediately inspired my sound world. And all I try to do when I set poetry is really to elevate the meaning that's already so amazingly in those words that we just heard.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else will be on the program?
Well, there will be another song cycle, and it will be a premiere called Three Silent Things for mezzo-soprano and cello, Hannah Collins on cello and Annie Rosen, mezzo-soprano. And this is really quite the words for this song cycle at seven songs is also just really amazing. Adelaide Crapsey was an American poet raised in Rochester, New York, and she's really an inventor of a very unique American cinquain poem, so a five-line poem with a very specific syllabic pattern. One might think a little bit, when we think about syllabic patterns, of a haiku. This is sort of an American version where the pattern is, the syllabic pattern is 2, 4, 6, and 2 in a five-line poem. And it's powerful. And she died at a very young age, at 36. And these poems were not published until after her death, posthumously in 1915. And really, I feel like she has not been rediscovered. And I'm hoping that with this song cycle that we rediscover Adelaide Crapsey, American poet, really, I think, just very special, short, poignant poetry.
And tell us about the piece you'll start with, In Foreign Lands. That sounds like a new piece.
That is very new. It was premiered and written for pianist Yang Chen, one of our piano professors at KU. And he premiered this piece in April. And written for him, he will also perform it on a Saturday night. I like playing around with you know, commentary on existing repertoire. I have quite a few piano pieces, one in the midst that was written in tribute for Van Cliburn. It talks about and responds to Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 in Fremden Ländern, in foreign lands, really plays with this idea of Robert Schumann's childhood, scenes from childhood, I believe it is in English, Opus 15, number 1, about foreign lands and people. I think a lot of pianists will immediately notice the references I'm making to that piece, but it's the idea that as children, we don't know borders and countries, and we just play free, and I think music is a powerful tool to kind of remind people that identities and being a foreigner or moving to another foreign country is really, these are ideas of boundaries are formed later in life. And I think this is my idea of this playfulness as children, where we just don't really know our own identities as nationalities, I should say.
And then on the program will be a 2009 piece that we'll hear in just a few minutes when we finish talking. There are things to be said for flute, oboe, and piano. And that, is that based on a poem?
It is. And this concert on Saturday, I really wanted to show new and older pieces. And There Are Things to Be Said was commissioned by Allegresse, a Kansas, amazing trio from Kansas with Margaret Marco on oboe and Annie Gnoyak on flute, and Ellen Sommer on piano. And they have performed this piece so many times. It's just an absolute honor when ensembles and performers are so dedicated to a piece of music. We tour together in Western Kansas. And the poem, and again, I'm stealing the title from an American poet who lived most of his life in Japan, Sid Corman, did you want me to read it?
I'd love it.
Sure. On the concert, Ellen Sommer will read this poem. She really says it so beautifully. I will do my very best here. There are things to be said, no doubt. And in one way or another, they will be said. But to whom tell the silences? With whom share them now? For a moment, the sky is empty. And then there was a bird.
You have a lovely way of writing music about one of the most important parts of music, the silences. And that comes up in poetry and in music.
Yes, it does.
You really have to honor the silences. So we'll hear that in just a bit. And then the Three Silent Things, that'll be a premiere. What else? Have we missed anything that'll be on the program?
Yeah, there will also be a flute piano piece that's never been performed in this region. It's been performed all over the world. Flutists have taken it on, which is so wonderful, called Leonardo Saw the Spring for flute and piano, performed on Saturday night by our wonderful flute professor at KU, Daniel Velasco. He is such a beautiful sound. And Ellen Sommer, again, on piano.
Well, it sounds like a great program. And one of the things I love about NAVO is they provide so much music. And will this concert be free?
Yes, it is.
But be sure to make a generous donation, because for all these great artists to come from, where is Annie Rosen from?
She's
from the
based
East Coast?
In Boston,
yeah,
and
so.
She's in town to do this, and she sounds amazing. And my colleagues, of course, at KU are absolutely world-class. I'm so just honored to have so many amazing musicians dedicate an entire concert to my music.
So this is the 10th season of NAVO, and the concert will be, it'll be 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 12th at Atonement Lutheran Church. Wonderful acoustics in there. It's such a comfortable space, too.
It really is.
Sometimes, you know, the big cathedral sound is at the cost of an uncomfortable wooden seat, but it's so comfortable. I love the way in the lobby there are these couches. You can just go out and sit on the couches.
It is a wonderful space.
It
is. And Navo is fortunate to have been using that space for performances.
So this is a celebration of Ingrid Stoltzel's music, a musical portrait, and you're certainly invited. And it's more details at navoarts.com. Thank you so much for coming up and talking with us, Ingrid.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to see you and not just hear you.
Well, let's listen now with that poem fresh in our minds. Let's listen to Ella Gress playing There Are Things to Be Said by Ingrid Stoltzel here on KPR. With Ella Gress playing Ingrid Stoltzel's There Are Things to Be Said, which will be on a program this Saturday night in Kansas City, October 12th, 7:30 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. It's navoarts.com. And next we'll have Franz Josef Haydn and a little bit of Beethoven before the hour's up. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute. It's an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Next on KPR, here's Franz Josef Haydn's 89th Symphony. La Petite Bande's performance of the 89th Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn. And now at 3 minutes or so before 11 o'clock, here's a famous Beethoven melody arranged for violin and piano now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Minuet in G with Artur Grumio, violinist. Here on KPR, we'll hear a beautiful theme from the opera world right after the news and symphonic dances by Edvard Grieg.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year. Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next one, right here on KPR, where support for classical music today comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Timmelty on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is down 76 points at 42,436. The Nasdaq is up 23 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to developing innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico, Saturday evening, October 26th. A new generation of mariachi, takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Good morning. This is KPR. The Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni, Eugene Ormandy, and the fabulous Philadelphians on Kansas Public Radio. Next, some symphonic Grieg, and we have a flute and harpsichord and organ concerto by Telemann coming up, as well as Peter Warlock, his serenade for strings. Well, when your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here to help. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, motorcycle, camper at kansaspublicradio.org. The four symphonic dances by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg were written about 1896, and Grieg drew the inspiration from some earlier folk works that were collected. Here are the four symphonic dances now on KPR. Symphonic Edvard Grieg, based on some orchestral folk tunes that he learned and admired from another composer, Edvard Grieg created these symphonic dances, his Opus 64, in the 1890s with Naimi Järvi and the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra at about 19 and a half minutes before 12 noon. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. You're with me until then. Jeff Watson's in as usual from noon to 3 with the classics continuing. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. And Jeff, let's check his playlist. A Prelude for Chamber Orchestra from Aaron Copland. Gustav Holst's Invocation for Cello and Orchestra. That and more coming up. The President's Own United States Marine Band is giving a free concert this Sunday afternoon at the Lead Center in Lawrence. It's at 3 p.m. Tickets are required, though. This is part of their coast-to-coast tour, The President's Own United States Marine Band. The Lieutenant Colonel Director has picked selections in the style of the band's 17th Director, John Philip Sousa, who initiated the concert tour tradition in 1891. There'll be a mix of pieces. Of course, Sousa marches, but also some contemporary pieces, vocal and instrumental solos, and a patriotic salute to the armed forces. The Marine Band is America's oldest continuously active professional music organization, established by an act of Congress in 1798. The band has played for every U.S. president since John Adams. So it's known as the President's Own since the days of Thomas Jefferson. And the Marine Band's mission is to provide music for the President of the United States and the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Well, next on KPR, this is Camerata Cologne playing an interestingly scored concerto number 5 by Georg Philipp Telemann. Listen for flute, harpsichord, and organ in this B minor concerto now on KPR. That was Telemann, concerto for various instruments, Camerata Cologne here on KPR. And next on Kansas Public Radio, Peter Warlock, some English music for strings. Here's his serenade now on Kansas Public Radio. Roy Goodman directing the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra for Peter Warlock's Serenade for Strings here on KPR. where support for classical music comes mostly from you. Thank you for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. But support also comes from the Green Lady Lounge. Thank you to the Green Lady, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. The Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from